Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Sorry for the delay. I really was just going to play a replay tonight. I've been traveling. I'm back in Florida. And so it's been a little bit hectic, but tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. I'm here live because I'm going to bring on, you know, the show Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. So Jessica and Brianna are here. They're going to join us in just a moment. They've been doing their rounds because today was like a boom-bazzled, in-your-face marathon of the entire season today on Lifetime. So it was quite incredible to watch 4 hours of a model marathon with Jessica and Brianna. So they're going to join us here right now on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. You can get all the archives at latalkradio.com/Max. We have over, 10 years of shows there. So welcome, Jessica and Brianna, to Max and Friends.
Hello.
Thank you. You two are adorable.
I'm so glad you're here. Today was quite a day for you. You've been Brianna, you've been on the horses. You've been watching the 4-hour marathon. You've been on other radio shows. So I'm so glad you're here. You're in the middle of dinner. So I'm just grabbing you for a moment. Now that we've seen the reveal of the show, Jessica, how was it for you to see all these episodes and to see the growth that Brianna had from day one till today?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing to watch everyone grow, especially for Brianna. And I didn't know some of the parts that's happening, on the show. And today, seeing the whole show and every episode, I was like, oh my gosh, Brianna, you really did good. Except for the last part, of course, where she forgot her portfolio. But she really evolved into, a real model at the end. And she just learned a lot from this, from this journey that she, she had with Yolanda and with the show, and everyone taught her everything.
So what is something that you learned about the show that you didn't know happened during the show? Is there anything you learned that you could tell us oh, I didn't know that happened, or ooh, that's something that I can give you the inside scoop on?
Well, I already knew that IMG, liked her, loved her. I mean, from Luis, I think he's Gigi's manager and the head of the, Lisa. And today I just found out, I think it was in the 7th or 8th episode that the head of IMG, chose Brianna and Athena. So that was really, that was really nice. I was shocked. I was I texted Brianna because she was riding horses. I was oh my gosh, she could have actually pulled this off and won this, if she didn't mess up in the last episode.
That's so okay.
That was okay.
Brianna, there's every, I love life because it just happens naturally, right? So just remember that no experience is ever wasted. How was it for you, Brianna, to hear Tommy Hilfiger hold up your photo and be the energy in this photo, this is a Tommy girl?
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing because I love all his clothes, and I love everything that him and Gigi are teaming up for their new clothing line. And I'm so lucky I got to actually see what that was, and I got to model all their clothes. And Tommy is just such an amazing person, and him and Gigi are such a great team. And it was such, I was so surprised that he said that.
I know. Coming from him. He chose her. That's amazing.
It is amazing. Now, Brianna, how was your experience with Gigi? Because you were able to work with her one-on-one. We saw the episode, but what was happening behind the scenes that we didn't get to see?
She's just so nice and kind to everyone. No wonder she's such a big success, because she's so nice to everyone. And she knows certain poses on how to work the camera, and just everything just works out. And she's just perfect, I think. She's so
if you could take one lesson from the show that you learned, Brianna, what was it?
Confidence is really the key for having a successful modeling career.
Absolutely. And Jessica, what's one lesson you learned from the show?
Being professional. I just said that today that, you know, I think, I know, because there's a lot of, again, they always say there's a lot of pretty women out there, but having the right attitude and, you know, being professional, being on time, you know, before you go to your go-see, knowing, you know, every, like who the designer is and who, you know, who modeled for him. Every single person that worked with that designer, you have to know.
You have to know.
I think, yeah, you have to know everything. So I think for me, being professional and, you know, knowing everything, being educated with the whole modeling industry, I think that's the key as well.
That's the key as well. You know, confidence. Well, you had it all. You know, it was really fun to watch you on the show and just see, you know, it's one thing when we were waiting, anticipating 8 weeks of this, right? But we got 4 full weeks. It was amazing that it ended basically with Brianna winning the IMG challenge. And then today was this marathon. You know, it was like 4 weeks and then 4 weeks filled into one day. It was quite an experience to just be, it was like, you know, Netflix, like we binge watched the whole show. It was fun. Jessica, what was it for you to hear like the words, like when Tommy Hilfiger was talking about your daughter? You know, you're your daughter's number one fan. You've been pushing her in this career and actually lifting her up and inspiring her to do it. What was it when you actually heard like actual designers talk about your, especially the makeup and Tommy Hilfiger and just the whole thing? What was the experience for you?
You know, I didn't know until, you know, I watched the whole show today. I was like, oh my gosh, I had goosebumps watching and hearing it from him and saying, wow, this is like, I would use her for Tommy Hilfiger. And actually Yolanda told me when we were filming and she was like, you know, Tommy really likes Brianna. I was like, what? Really? I didn't realize until I watched it today. And, you know, I'm proud of her. I'm proud of how she really, you know, evolved in this competition, in this show, because it's just amazing to see her from being, you know, having a little bit of confidence to now being very confident about herself, you know, like, and now I feel like she's ready and she's owning it and she's ready to get out there. And she can actually, you remember, you sent us an agency and she nailed it. She talked to, you know, she talked to the head of the agency and she nailed it, right?
Yeah.
So now I can ask you to, you know, leave her alone and let her do the talking.
Let her develop as a model. Yeah, you know, everyone thinks making a model, it's a great show concept, making a model, because no one really understands what goes into actually making a model. You two know the girl that I found, Fatu, you remember on the subway, it took like literally, and she was 5'11", 20, you know, 20 whatever years old, 21, and she just like totally, like in the time that we were able to groom her, we really did make a model. And you know, the industry is tough, it's hard, but really just... Yeah. Know what division you are in modeling, because there's so many aspects to it, you know, from runway to print to catalog to ads. So just know what's your niche. But Brianna, thank you so much for being here. Jess, can you stay on for just a minute, because I want to talk about your book for Valentine's Day. But Brianna, before I let you go, Brianna, you know, if there's girls listening tonight who want to be a model, what advice do you give them?
I think what I was saying earlier is just confidence and how you walk in the room. Is really, first impressions are really important, because people are going to know, like, is this the girl we want? And they want a confident, just be yourself, be different. And that's what they love.
There you go. And if Yolanda were here right now, what would you tell her, Brianna?
Oh my gosh, I miss her so much. And I can't thank her enough for teaching me her wonderful ways. And I hope to see her soon.
Well, thank you, Brianna. I know you have a busy schedule, Brianna, especially with school and everything else, so I'll let you run. But Jess, can you stay with us for a second?
Okay.
Good night, Brianna. Hey, Dina, can you hit a Max and Friends short? Are you able to do that for me? Like, literally on remote. There you go.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. Tonight I have Brianna and Jessica from Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid joining me. And then we're going to go into a replay tonight. So stay tuned, because it's a health conscious show. My birthday is coming up. So I want to give you all the gift of knowing yourself better with your health. So stay tuned and find out what that's all about. But, you know, Jessica, who's hanging out with me right now, she is the author of Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, a fabulous book that you all need to get, especially if you're out there dating and you're trying to figure out this whole dating world. And Valentine's Day is coming up. And do you stay home and Netflix and chill with yourself and your vibrator? Or do you have a date? So, Jessica, what do you tell women who are single on Valentine's Day?
Go out and have, you know, I was single one Valentine's Day, and I went to a singles party, and that's where I met my husband.
You see?
So go to a single party, find the single party, and I know there's a party there for single people, and, you know, find that and be there, and, you know, who knows? You might find the man of your dreams, right?
Absolutely, man or woman of your dreams. You just got to, you know, I have this saying, Jessica, do you agree with this, that what you're looking for is looking for you?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I mean, for me, I think don't try to look for it, because it will come on the right time, you know?
What do you tell women who are trying to rush a relationship?
No, don't do that, because you know why? Because men feel that. They feel when you're rushing to be in a relationship, they feel if you want to be committed to, you know, to them, you know, let them feel that you're not actually into relationship. It's so weird that the women who are actually not looking for like a commitment are the ones that men really love, you know, like, or the ones that are, you know, they're attracted to women like that, because because you're more hard to get. You know what I mean? You're not available all the time. It's not that you're playing games, but you're just really busy and you're just not into it, you know, for now. You're just not into a relationship right now. So you can let them feel that. But then again, in reality, you want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know? But
if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Max and Friends, my guest, Jessica, for the creator of Polished Woman, star of Making a Model with Yolanda D. She's the momager on the show with her daughter, Brianna, and also author of Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. Where does that you can go buy right now on Amazon? Go and buy the book. There's another book coming out, and then you're working on a book with you and your daughter. But before we get into that book, let's talk about Polished Woman. What inspired you to create Polished Woman?
I don't know. I feel like this, for me, a polished woman is someone, a woman who's confident about herself and who has the tools to do everything. And, and you know, there are things, as I've said today, there are things in life, you know, that happens in our lives and that we don't even expect it. And sometimes this, you know, this trials or pain, you know, helps us, inspire other women. And so I think because of all the experience that I had in relationship and, you know, with boys, with men and with my marriage, I was able to, you know, I was able to share and inspire women because of my own experience and not because of what I've read, not because of what I've, you know, watched on TV or, you know, heard from someone, but it's because of my own experience. So,
now I hear your own experience is going to take you into doing your own show. Is that a rumor? Is that true? And what can you tell us about it?
I know. I think so. I'm going to get there.
Yeah. Okay. You see, because I heard through the grapevine that you were like planning to do this show, and I'm like, I will ask her right here on Max and Friends. So when you're ready to give us more information, you'll come back and join us, won't you?
I will, of course.
But, you know, you were saying your experiences, and I think that's what really the blessing is in life, is that someone who has experienced things. How many years are you married? Because I'll get to that in a minute. But how many years are you married?
I'm going to 18.
18.
17
so,
years to 18, yeah.
You know, you and I had conversation not too long ago, and I always say, don't take advice from single people about relationships. Take advice from people who are in relationships. You're an 18-year marriage. Like, you're the absolute perfect. And you have a beautiful marriage. You have beautiful children. You've raised really great children. We saw, you know, Brianna Making a Model. And for being 13 years old, just to have poise and elegance and not be dramatic and not fight like so many of the, you know, other reality girls. So when you're saying experience, you really experience life. Was life always easy for you?
No, never. You know, my husband and I, you know, people think, you know, we're so blessed. Of course not. When I married my husband, we didn't have any money. You know, we started from $0 to, you know, to being okay, and then to being really, really okay. And, you know, we went through a lot of, like, you know, we went through a lot of, you know, there were, like, cheating here and there. You know, there's a lot
trials,
of situations,
life.
And the trust issue, and then the moving of, you know, I left my career, my identity from the Philippines. I had so much pain. It was painful for me. I moved here, you know, all of a sudden, like, I don't have any friends. So I basically started in a foreign country, and my, you know, my language is, you know, my English is my second language. It was very hard. And then all of a sudden, I don't know why women, I became the to-go person of all these women. Maybe because I talked to them as someone who had experienced what they are going through.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, so Valentine's Day now, you know, it's coming. It's just here in a couple of days. You know, it's my birthday. So happy birthday to me.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And thank you for my wonderful lunch at Spago that you all had for me when I was in LA last week. But, you know, like, I can sit and talk to you and chat, but I find it so fascinating when, you know, there's experts and then there's experiencers, you know, and you're like a mix of the both. You're an expert in the field of polished woman and date like a girl, married like a woman, but you also have the experience to actually justify, you know, being the polished woman, because you've really created yourself to be that, and you teach women how to be.
I wasn't one before, you know what I mean? I was not a polished woman before. Yeah.
Now, if you're say you're an unpolished woman, does that make you any less of a woman?
No, but you have to, you know, marriage or any relationship, you have to work on it. Mm-hmm. You can't just, now that, you know, we help you find love. But then again, when you find love, you don't stop there.
Yeah.
What is next after love? What is after being married?
I always say that we have to have a relationship with ourselves first. We have to first love ourselves in order to love someone else. And once we do, then we become available. And then, you know, love just rises up to meet us. And it really becomes like something easier instead of a quest. But, you know, what I love about your book, about your book, and especially since Valentine's Day is here and so many people try so hard to be, you know, lovers, you know, and they take you to dinner, they get you champagne, they get you stupid panties or whatever it may be, you know, and it's the thought that counts. So I appreciate that. But in your book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, you pinpoint men to a T. You call men out for being, you know, cheaters, mama's boys, workaholics and all that. What do you tell women who a workaholic man doesn't necessarily mean he's a bad man, but what do you tell women who are married to workaholic men, and Valentine's Day is here now? Should they expect anything from their workaholic man on Valentine's Day just because it's Valentine's Day?
No, they should have, you know, that's why communication is very important. Mm-hmm. If she knows that the guy or her husband is a workaholic and, you know, he can't find time to like be with you or take you out on a date, you have to schedule that. You have to, you know, let him know maybe 2 weeks or a week before, hey, it's Valentine's Day on Wednesday. I want you to have this time for me, like 2 hours or an hour. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying this today, whoever your husband is, even if he's the president of the whatever company or the CEO of the president of the United States, if he loves you, if he is into you, he will give you time, no matter what. He will.
Yeah.
So, you know. So if he's a busy person, then remind him.
You know what I say? I love how you say that, because you know what you do, especially now with phones, they're so easy. And if you're in a relationship with your husband and so on and so forth, then there's honesty. You should be able to get into each other's phones and know the code to get in the phone. But my point is sneak into his phone, ladies, and put it like a week before a reminder.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm going to be, you know, something for you, whatever you're going to do. And then, you know, click in the next day, like 3 days before. And then Valentine's Day, you know, and you can do this on the phone. I think that is the most clever gift that a woman can give a man, or a man can give a man, or a woman can give a woman, or whomever can give a whomever, is when you're in that relationship, there's that trust. Just sneak into their cell phone, set some dates up, you know, and let those reminders be the gift that in reality, the relationship, you are each other's gift. Wouldn't you agree, Jessica?
Yes, Oh, which reminds me, I have to make a poem for my husband. That's, I think, on Valentine's Day. We have to make a poem. So, oh gosh, I need to do that. So
you need
that,
to make
that's what we do
poem.
On Valentine's Day. Yeah, that's, I have to write that. That's our thing on Valentine's Day because, you know, sometimes it's hard to get a reservation and, you know, it's hard.
And it's all amateur lovers and it's like, you know, it's not a good vibration Valentine's Day because usually what's out there. Is, I know that you and your husband celebrate each other every day. So for me, like, that's how my relationship is too. I celebrate everyone every single day, you know.
Every
and I think when you
day,
do that, Valentine's Day becomes every day. Hey, Dina, can you hit the Max French short 1 second? I gotta catch my breath.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you for joining us tonight here. My guest right now is, y'all know, Jessica from Polished Woman. Hey, Jess, how can people find you on Instagram?
Oh, they can find me on Jessica R. Bunavac. That's B-U-N-E-V-A-C-Z. Jessica R. Bunavac. Instagram. And then my website, polishedwoman.com. Mm-hmm. Facebook, polishedwoman.com. And Twitter, Jessica Bunavac.
All over the place.
Yeah.
But so all wonderful. And your book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. I'm sorry. It's one of the, like, it's a super book. And if you all need to give, like, if you're all a bunch of girlfriends and you don't have dates for Valentine's Day, don't sulk at home. Go right now, buy the book, have it shipped to you overnight. Get some good champagne. Y'all get together on Wednesday. Get the book, read the book. And then what's the advice after they read the book, Jessica? What do you give them?
Don't look for the guy. You know, it will come to you.
There
Trust
you go.
Me, it will. But of course, you have to go out. You have to go to, like, functions, and you know where actually you know what a good what they call that place to go to find a guy is
where
a good guy is what do you call charity
event.
You know,
well, you know what you know what the late Jackie Collins, who used to come on the show all the time on Max and Friends, Jackie Collins used to tell me, you go to the supermarket in the morning on a Saturday because men who are, you know, the weekend is here, they have to get food. And she said, go to the supermarket on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, I know. Not in a golf course, because most of the guys in a golf course are already married. So don't
go
there.
Exactly. You go to the supermarket. And I think the supermarket. Yeah. And then the fun thing is you could stalk him after and see what car he drives. How superficial.
I know.
No, it's all fun.
Or go to an auto shop.
There you go. Right? Go to a cigar lounge.
Yeah.
We have a tweet from Meganella right now. She's tweeting us here, and she says, with so many Valentine's Days with my husband's deployed, he never forgot Valentine's Day. He always had flowers and balloons delivered. So Meganella's on Twitter, and her husband is in, you know, he serves for the country, and he's been deployed, and he never forgot because he always sent flowers and balloons. See? That's nice.
Yeah. So even if he's like the CEO and he says he's busy, that's bullshit.
There you go.
All this time. Look at this guy. Look at this husband. He's all the way out there serving our country, and he still remembers to send his wife, you know, flowers and give her Valentine's Day. So, they should know. They should know their, you know, their what do you call that? Their role as husband.
Each other's role. You know, I think that's the beautiful part of it. And also, women, you have to give some gifts too, honeys. Okay, you know, don't always put it on the man. Because that man is working there sometimes 70 hours a week for y'all to buy your Hermes, your Gucci, and have your closet stuffed. You know what I'm saying?
I have a beautiful vagina for him.
There you go. That's the gift.
That's a cargo. That's a special cargo.
That's the gift. You know, now when you were on, actually, when you were on Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid on Lifetime, you know, you talked about the vagina, the V, the word, what's the right word? But you talked about the vagina, and you talked about vagina wipes. Is this a product that you're developing?
Yeah, I'm actually developing it, and it'll be out soon. So hopefully when I start the show, this will come out. The right time. Yeah, and they just go to polishedwoman.com, and they'll find everything there.
Wonderful. All right, Jessica, I love you for being on the show tonight. I grabbed you out of your dinner. And then I asked you to stay longer,
no,
but,
okay.
you know, I could stay on with you for like another 20 minutes, but I got to play some of this house show. Girl, okay. Let's just be friends for a minute like we're not on air. Girl, I'm going to tell you the truth. I am tired today. I'm exhausted. It was a long day, you know?
Oh, God.
But you've been living them too. You know, let's talk like friends right now. Forget that we're on the radio. You know, you run around with as a mother, as a wife. You have three children. Brianna's off riding the horse. Yeah. If you're not doing the reality show or doing press for the TV show, like, how does a single mother like you just do it every day with a smile on your face?
It's hard. But you know what? You just have to be, I don't know. I just, you know, I give time for myself because I love myself. Because, you know, as we said, we cannot give love to anybody if we don't have love in ourselves. So if I know I need time for myself, I need to do it. So I normally have like 4 or 5 hours to myself. I go to the gym by myself. I have my massages. I have, you know, I have whatever it takes to make myself, you know, relax. And then, I do whatever I need to do for the family and for my husband. But at the end of the day, it's always, at the end of the day, I always give my time to my husband.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to take that time for you anymore. So what advice do you give to ladies who are listening this week? Give them some love advice that you can throw out there into the ethers of love.
Just, you know what? With your husband, you know, I know it's Valentine's Day. You know, love day, Valentine's Day, heart day, it's every day. If you're, you know, keep that marriage intact, keep your marriage spicy, do whatever it takes to, you know, save your marriage, because, you know, it's not only for your kids, but it's also for yourself. You know, being married to someone and having someone that you hug and cuddle at night, you know, it's money can't buy that.
And if you're single, what do you tell these women?
And if you're single, when you go out on a date with a guy, do not let them feel that you want to be in a relationship. Do not give 100% of your day, because if you end up with this guy, you will have 20 years, 30 years with him. What else can you give if you showed him everything?
You give it all up. Don't be desperate.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Don't be. Yeah.
All right, Jessica. Well, I love you for being here on Max and Friends. You can find Jessica on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. You can buy her book right now on Amazon.com. The book is called Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. I look forward to your next book and then the book you're doing with your daughter and then the products and then the show. Just keep busy, girl. Yeah. I love it.
I know. I have to look for a charity to give all of this.
But you know what? I'm sure you should start your own family foundation, actually, and then give from there. Because, you know, you and I could talk about charities another time, but I'm going to let you run. Go enjoy your husband. Let him enjoy you. Thank you for being on Max and Friends.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on the show. You know, you all took away something. And you all gave something. So thank you for entertaining us on Lifetime. Yeah. All right.
Happy birthday. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, y'all. So we're going to go into a replay now, which is going to be a good one because it's when I was on with Pinner Test. And I love Pinner Test because it literally has changed my life in my eating habits of what my body is intolerant to and what it is not intolerant to. And the things that I was intolerant to blew my mind. And so stay tuned. You'll be able to find out what those four things were for me. Other people have more. Other people have less. Go to Pinner Test. You can follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Click the link in my bio. Use the promo code Max. You'll save $60. You'll get free international shipping. Pinner Test is a wonderful, I know this is sounding like a total commercial, but I love Pinner Test. I've linked up with them. And I know what it's done for my life, so I know what it can do for your life, for your health, and for the way you eat. So check out Pinner Test. Listen to this show right now that we're going to play in just a moment. I love you all for tuning in. You know, Valentine's Day is here, and just love yourself. Love yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself. Really, just say, I love you. That's one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself is loving yourself and trusting yourself. And allowing yourself just to be exactly who you are. You know, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be at this moment. And trusting yourself and believing in yourself. And like Brianna, 13 years old, said, have courage. Find the courage in yourself to love yourself. Find the courage in yourself to trust yourself. And I promise you, if you're looking for someone, you'll find someone that mirrors you. But if you're not, listen, not everyone is meant to be in a relationship, and that's a beautiful thing too. And not everyone is supposed to have children, you know, so just don't get caught up in other people's wishes and dreams for yourself. Dream for yourself and dream big. I love you all for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. You can catch me here every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Go to latalkradio.com/Max. There we have over coming up to 10 years of shows. So I love you all for really tuning in and being a part of Max and Friends. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Auntie Rolanda. And can you do me? Oh, I just got a tweet. So hold on. Hey, Max, can you do me a favor and tell my kids to go to bed before you end the show? They love listening to you on Sunday nights. I'm not the boss, and they never want to go to bed after. Kids, it's time to go to bed and listen to your mother. You know, the best gift a child can give their parent is listening to them. And the same for parents to children. Listen to another and remind each other, I see you, I hear you, and you matter. You know, children are a beautiful gift, and on both ends. Be precious. They're precious gifts. And just be patient with them. And kids, be patient with your parents. You know, y'all are growing up so fast. And look, I'm gonna be 39 on Wednesday, almost 40. And some things, even at 40, I can't keep up with this new technology that 13-year-olds have. So, you know, be patient with your parents. And parents, be patient with your children. All right. But hey, kids, the troop over there at the house. Go to bed, because that's about what I'm about to do, is go to bed too. So before I let you go, my birthday is coming up. And, you know, my birthday is also the day that I took my first breath and my father took his last breath 8 years after I was born. So the reason why I say that is because even though people die, I truly believe this as to be true. And here's another thing for Valentine's Day. It kind of sucks if, like, you know, you're a widow or widower, or you just lost the love of your life. For the soul, there's neither birth nor death. It's eternal, everlasting. So is our love. So just always say their name. You know, like my father, Mario, that's my buddy. You know, we hang out together. I talk to him. And as romantic as it sounds or as crazy as it sounds, it works for me. And it's authentic to me. So be authentic to yourself this week. Love yourself this week. Trust yourself this week. And have courage. Take that into this week. And I love you all for tuning in. Come back every Sunday night. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. And congratulations to Fatu. I'll tell you all why I'm saying that. But on Tuesday, February 13th, check out the Calvin Klein Show. Go to calvinklein.com. Check out the Calvin Klein Show for New York Fashion Week. Because there's going to be somebody there that is super special to me. She's going to be in the show. So congratulations. And yeah, other than that, get the free LA Talk Radio app. It's free, and it's at the Play Store right now. And right now, listen to some of my show. It's going to be about 7 minutes, so I don't even know what you're going to hear. But tune into it, listen to it, have fun with it, get Pinner Test. I think it's going to be around the $300 mark, so I'm just letting you all know that it sounds expensive, but it's not. There's like layaway plans or payment plans. Do it, because if you were to do it in a doctor's office, it would charge a lot for this. And I don't even think this is covered. You know, the things that make us healthy aren't covered, but the things that make us ill, like medication, some of them are covered. I don't want to get into that now. I'm too tired. But I love you all for tuning in. For real, I'm saying good night and good karma, and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Right now, we're going to go into a TBS Throwback Sunday of one of my shows with Pinner Test here on LA Talk Radio. I'll talk to you all next week. Good night.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Well, if you're joining me for the first time, welcome to the show. And if you're with me through, we figured it out, over the 9 years, then welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm glad you're joining us. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I got to let you all know about that. How's your week been? What's going on with your life? Tell me. Recently, I was at Sundance, and there was a very interesting gifting suite at the Indie Lounge. And there I discovered Pinner Test.
And Pinner test is a new generation lab test performed with your blood sample. It is the most accurate food intolerance test in the world that can detect your exact food intolerances. So it was really awesome because I did it for Ion South Florida. We were on camera. It was a whole big thing. And the results came back, and I'm going to share them with you tonight here on Max and Friends. So we'll just get to Pinner test in a moment. Listen, I've got to talk to you about some awesome things that are happening here on Max and Friends. We're in the process of booking a new season. May starts our 9th year. So we did some really great social media the other day that we put out that said, if you're an author, actor, musician, conscious creator, whatever it may be, reach out to us because I would love to have you on the show. You can email me directly, max@maxtucci.com. That's the easiest thing to do. Reach out to me. Let me know what's going on in your life. How are you doing? That's what I want to know. But I want to talk about Pinner test because I've got literally like my whole family involved now. My sister, my brother-in-law, my mom is doing one. My niece is going to do one. And tonight I want you to do one. For more information, you've got to go to Pinner test, PINNERTEST.com. And why I love Pinner test is because it changed my life. And now I have the opportunity to save you money because, of course, there's a promo code because I wouldn't leave you all hanging out in the dry without saving some money. So the promo code is Max. So again, you're going to have to go to Pinner test, PINNERTEST.com. Use promo code Max. But we're going to tweet all that later. So follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. There you'll be able to use my promo code. Save money. There's some great installments. If you don't want to pay up front, I suggest you do it because it's life-changing. Literally, since I've done it, I've cut out the things that I'm intolerant to. The best part of that is that I'm feeling better by eliminating just in my certain circumstance four foods and like minor ones, not like major stuff. And because I've eliminated these four foods, I'm telling you the God's honest truth from my heart to yours that I feel so much better. And I look better too. How you doing? Anyway, follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci because tonight we're going to talk about Pinner test and they're going to get the information where you can find it. Again, Pinner test is the new generational lab test performed with your blood. So they're going to send you a kit. Why do I have to explain it when I have someone here who knows everything about it? So without any further ado, welcome Ferret to Max and Friends. How are you?
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm super. Thank you. So before we get into the whole Pinner test, what is your affiliation with Pinner test? I think my listeners are going to want to know.
I am in food intolerance test business over 30 years, Max. I am one of the members of the team who developed this Pinner test. The Pinner test is made right now in California, in San Jose, in R8 Labs, which is one of the most advanced labs in the United States. Actually, I'm one of the inventors of this technology.
So Pinner test results report are very easy to understand. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Like Pinner test is a, you don't actually, of course, you can go over a practitioner to perform the test, but even if you buy it online and perform the test, the results that you receive are very, very simple because there is a green line, a green column and a red column. If the foods are listed on the green column, means that you don't have a reaction to them and you can eat them. But if they're on the red column, means that your body has reacted to these foods and you have to avoid these foods. So that's very simple.
Okay, so let's talk about the difference between food intolerance versus food allergy because there's a big misconception.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. A lot of people confuse them. They think that it's a kind of food allergy. You know, food allergy is actually something very severe. If you are allergic to a food, let's say you're allergic to peanuts, and then if you eat a peanut, immediately you will start seeing the reaction. Like in maybe half an hour, your mouth will swallow, you will have hard time breathing. It depends, of course, what kind of allergy you have, but usually the symptoms are really very important things, and you can die from food allergy. And of course, that's why a lot of people carry those EpiPens and stuff,
exactly.
Because in case they eat, for example, if you're allergic to peanut and if you eat it by mistake, then you definitely need some kind of stuff like that. So in case. But food intolerance is also an immune reaction. It's a kind of allergy, but we call it type 2 allergy. It's a delayed allergy. So the symptoms are much different than the classic allergy. Let's take the same example, peanuts. If you're allergic to peanuts, if you're intolerant to peanuts, what will happen right now, this time, is that you eat the peanut, and then maybe after 2 hours, maybe after 3 hours, or maybe the next day, you will start feeling some discomfort. So what can this discomfort be? It might be like bloating. It can be mostly, it is fatigue. You feel tired. You will feel like depressed a bit because your serotonin production will stop. And then you might have a migraine attack, or you might have other aches. You might, in long term, if you keep on eating the food that you're intolerant to, you might have like chronic symptoms like rheumatoid arthritis.
Wow.
or a lot of things.
Yeah,
I tell you the idea behind it. Why it's like this? So when you have a food intolerance, I want to start from the beginning, actually. I want to tell what is a food intolerance before the test. So a food intolerance is actually a maldigestion. If you cannot digest the food, that food gets stuck in your body, gets in your gut system, in your intestines. It gets stuck. So what happens is that that food that is stuck in your intestines starts to inflammate your intestines, and you start to have a problem. This causes the pores in your intestines to open and release all that material in your bloodstream. So let's say you are intolerant to lettuce. Lettuce, everybody knows it like a very healthy product, but if you're intolerant to lettuce, when you eat it and it goes to your intestines and you don't have the enzyme to digest it, then it gets stuck there and starts to inflammate, and then the pores open, and those lettuce proteins, which are supposed to enter the bloodstream as amino acids, not as whole proteins, start entering your bloodstream. So the body knows, can identify the amino acids, but it cannot identify proteins. Although they are healthy things, the body thinks that, oh, this is something like a virus or a bacteria, I have to attack it. So it's not like a quick response like an allergy, but they go to their headquarters in the body and they start producing some weapons to have a big war against these things. So we saw a lot of people that are fighting with these chronic disease for years, sometimes decades. I have seen a lady who had a lot of edema, and she was telling me, oh, I drink everyday parsley juice because parsley juice is known as edema remover. And what we found out in her report was that she was extremely intolerant to parsley. Parsley was the reason of the edema. And when she removed it, she lost 30 pounds in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, if you're joining us right now, my name is Max Tucci. You're tuning into Max and Friends. Tonight we're talking to Pinner Test. I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. Now stay tuned, because after this song by my girl Izina, Rise Up, we're going to talk about more food intolerances. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Tell your sisters and your brothers too, you're more precious than any jewel. Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Call your sisters and your brothers too. are more precious than any jewel. Rise up, rise up, family. Rise up.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. We're talking tonight about Pinner Test. That was the song from Izina, Rise Up. To find out more information about food allergies and food intolerances, there's a difference. A food allergy affects about 2% of the adult population, while food intolerances affect more than half of the world's population. So do you have bloating, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, heartburn, acne? What is it that these are the symptoms that the body is reacting to what you eat? So what's interesting tonight here with Pinner Test is that we are debunking and the difference between food allergy and food intolerance. And food intolerance is something that just by changing your diet, you can have a healthier life. Some people can't digest certain types of food. So this is where we come in with the food intolerance. And these may lead to discomfort and disease that lasts for a lifetime. You know, what's interesting, Farid, is that when I love coconut. So we're getting into my personal test right now. Coconut was on my number 3, like avoid, avoid, avoid. And you know, I drank coconut water all the time. I love coconut. I spend a lot of time in Florida. Coconuts are everywhere. Love coconut. And literally, like, I felt like bloated. I had like heartburn, acid. I really didn't feel well from. And I always thought like the same thing with this woman with parsley. Oh, I'm drinking coconut water. It's so healthy for me. I love coconut water. And then the next thing I know after I get my Pinner test back is that...
Actually, it's very healthy for most of the people.
Yeah,
really.
Except
I mean,
for
like,
me.
I feel good when I drink it, but I have a friend who's also intolerant to coconut, and he becomes sick when he drinks it.
Yeah, and that was my one of my issues. And literally since, I mean, what, Sundance was February. Since I've cut it out of my system, I feel so much better just by eliminating coconut. I'm sad to do it. But, you know, it's something that's for the betterment of my health. So how food intolerance...
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, our first conversation. We never talked before.
No.
But you talked to another, my colleague. But when you were drinking coconut, did you ever feel like craving for carbs and sugar?
You know, honestly, I don't remember. But I know that every time...
But no, in general, like, do you crave for carbs, like, in general, or sugar, or sweet things?
Yes, I do. Like, yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you something. This is actually one of the most important things that we have to know about food intolerance.
Okay.
You're familiar with the serotonin hormone, most probably. It makes us happy, high, and, you know, it keeps us full. One of the most important... things that serotonin can do is to make us feel full so that we don't eat more.
So
most of the people think that the serotonin hormone is produced in our brain. And if you ask 10 people, maybe 9 of them will tell you that it's produced in brain. I tell you something, 95% of the serotonin is produced in the intestines. Only 5% is produced in the brain. So when there is a inflammation due to food intolerance, the serotonin production in our body stops completely. Only 5% in the brain. The immune system also has problem because the immune system's headquarters is also the intestines. So immune system is slowing down, and the serotonin production stops. You know what happens? You start craving for sugar, craving for carbs, and it becomes almost impossible to have a healthy diet. I give you an example. Let's say you are intolerant to dairy. You are actually the protein in the dairy, which is casein that we check. So I'm not talking about lactose intolerance. Lactose intolerance is very common. It's just bloating and stuff like that. But the main important thing is the casein intolerance, which we check. So then you go to a dietitian or a nutritionist and tells you that you can start your day with a piece of cheese and some vegetables and give you a calorie diet, okay? This calorie diet seems like, let's say, 15,000 calories per day. Normally, you're supposed to lose a lot of weight, and it's a healthy diet. You don't get a lot of sugar and carbs, so your blood sugar level must be stabilized. Normally, you shouldn't crave much. But if you are intolerant to dairy, after you eat that small piece of cheese in the morning, and if you keep on eating it every day, your intestines will start getting inflamed every day more. And then you will come to such a position that you will never be able to continue with your diet because you will have such an inflammation in your intestines that your serotonin production will stop. You will feel so down. You will say, oh, I have to eat something to recover. I'm feeling so bad. I have to eat something. I'm so hungry. I'm craving for sugar. And this will make it almost impossible. Pinner test is pretty new in the United States. We were here for a bit late for United States for some reasons. We are originally from Europe. So in Europe, when we started this business a long time ago, of course, we changed a lot of technologies. We started with different technologies, and now we have a technology which is called the microarray method, which only in the world MicroArray, some companies have, but our MicroArray is a bit different. Only PINATest has that technology, new technology, which can understand your permanent intolerances. So in Europe, if you go to a dietitian or nutritionist in most of the countries, like Germany, France, Italy, Turkey, Greece, the most of the dietitians who are aware of the new technologies will tell you, you know what, I cannot give you a diet plan before you bring me your PINATest result. And I can say in most of the countries, more than half of the dietitians will tell you to do so.
Absolutely.
I was in Italy recently. I went to a couple of pizzerias. Under all of them, they said, oh, if you have a PINATest result, please bring it to me. We have tested over 1 million people right now.
Yeah.
So, and this is almost like a standard here. In America, there are like some other technologies, but they are so old, we almost quit them like 20 years ago, those technologies which are available in the United States. Because those technologies cannot give you your permanent and temporary intolerance. This sounds like a kind of confusion, but I tell you, it's very easy.
No, well, you know what's easy about it is that for me and for doing this, you know, all of the technicalities I leave up to you. The easy part is that once you order the kit, it comes to the house. Literally, you prick your finger, you do your little blood sample, you send it in. That's it. It's that simple. But what I want to talk about before we get into all of the 200 food types that you test for, I want to talk to you real quick about what we were just talking about, which was the serotonin hormone, which makes us feel full and responsible for our good mood. But so what we're saying is that if we have an intolerance to, let's say, lettuce or parsley, like that woman, or coconut, is that one of the reasons why we gain weight?
Well, if you think like this, you're intolerant to lettuce, and you're starting the day with a salad. So at the end of the day, you feel so down and depressed, and you feel so tired that you feel like eating a huge pizza. So this is why you gain weight. It's actually very simple. So, of course, lettuce is a low-calorie food. It doesn't cause a lot of fat in your body, but the end of the day is the problem, or the next day. So, because you always crave for sugar, you feel like you have to eat something to recover. Mm-hmm. That's a weird feeling.
So and, my question to you is, why do we overeat?
We overeat because of the lack of serotonin hormone, we cannot feel satisfied from what we eat. Mm-hmm. We always feel like, oh, I have to eat more. And you come to such a position, you're so bloated, you have overeaten, you feel like a dizzy, that like you have eaten a huge meal, but still you feel like there is something missing. Like you feel like maybe I didn't eat a dessert, or maybe I didn't drink a coffee. I feel like, and after a few hours, you start opening the refrigerator and searching for some food. Because the serotonin, which is like, which is controlling all these systems, cannot be produced in our body because our intestines are all inflamed. Imagine you scratch your hand and put it in the dirt all the time and it gets inflamed. You see how terrible it is. You can, you put the antibiotics on it to something similar happens in the intestines because the inflammation in our intestines is very serious. And, you know, the science is so much concentrated recently on this inflammation because now it is discovered that most of the diseases are caused by this inflammation in the gut system. What can happen? I cannot tell that, oh, you're intolerant to coconut. So it will come up as a migraine. No. Unfortunately, we cannot tell you what will be the symptom because in some person, it's just a bloating. In some person, is a kind of terrible migraine. But the most common ones in the people, which is lack of serotonin, which ends up with depression, the carb cravings, and also fatigue is very important because it's like, you know, when you have a flu, you cannot move. You feel like laying and sleeping, you know, you feel so tired. It's not that extreme like that, but it's something similar because your immune system is fighting with those proteins coming from sometimes the healthy foods.
Right. Right.
And your body, your CRP level goes up, and which puts you in the bed, because your body wants to keep you in the bed because you are fighting.
Yeah.
So
what's interesting, I think what's interesting about, you know, food intolerances is that we have to listen to our body. If something doesn't feel right, there's a reason. And what I love about Pinner test is that literally I found out the reasons why when I ate certain foods, I had these reactions. So I just want to go over my chart with you real quick because I have it in front of me. And this is the first time I'm telling everybody on air what I...
Next, before going on that, I want to tell you something. Some people say that, you know, you said listening to your body. But it is so difficult to identify these foods because let's say you had a breakfast in the morning, you had a lunch, you had a dinner, and the next day after the breakfast, you start to have some symptoms. Mm. Normally, a person would think that the last thing he or she ate was the problem. But maybe you eat 20 foods, all of them include so much different foods. Maybe you had 100 different items, 100 different food types in one day. And it is, I tell you, it's almost impossible. And can you imagine if you are intolerant to 5 different things? How can you find it out?
Yeah, Pinner test.
It's almost impossible.
The Pinner test, that's the way you find out.
Yeah.
So Pinner test, what you test for is 200 food types. And after you receive the blood sample, within 10 days, people usually they get their results via email. So I got my results. And the ones I have... 4 things that I'm intolerant to, which is good. The one that's the most is coconut. That's a 3-degree. So Pinner test, they run on a scale from 1 to 3. 1 is low intolerance and 3 is a high intolerance. So for me, coconut is level 3. And along with a level 3, I also have chili pepper. So those two are my 3 degrees of avoiding, stay away. And then the other two, which are 1 degree, is garlic and potatoes. So those are my 4 that after my Pinner test was determined, those are the 4 things that I should stay away from. Now, just to clear up some confusion, if there's any, because people are going to be doing the test, you can go to pinnertest.com and use promo code MAX, M-A-X. You heard us here on Max and Friends. But for instance, when I have a 1 degree with a potato, does that mean that I just should not eat potatoes, or how should I incorporate them in my love of potato pancakes?
Well, for me, honestly speaking, it doesn't matter 1 or 2 or 3. It's actually the technical degree of the reaction in your blood. Mm-hmm. But whatever we put on that report is a reaction. So you're intolerant. Okay. So my advice, you shouldn't eat any of these.
So stay away from
even
all
if
4
it's
of them.
One, yes, definitely. Because I know people who have so severe reactions from +1. And some, maybe +3. Is that 1 to 3 is not the symptoms level. That's the antibodies amount in your blood. Even sometimes small amount of antibodies, like a IgG reaction, can cause a important disease. So, and one other thing I want to tell, which is also very important, that some of the doctors and dietitians, they don't like food intolerance tests, and they are totally right. I'm with them, because they are always thinking about old technologies that are giving you. For example, if you were tested with a food intolerance test like 10 years ago, you have right now 4, which are your permanent intolerances. You would most probably get like 30 foods. Did you know that? And 26 of them were actually your temporary intolerances, which you didn't need to follow that diet. You didn't need to remove that. And at that time, when you were having a food intolerance, you were receiving unnecessary 26 foods, your doctor, at that time you needed a practitioner or a dietitian. And they were telling you, you know what, we'll go through a kind of trial elimination method, that you will have to take this out and wait for a month and then try the other one to find the permanent ones. So that was kind of like a nightmare, I tell you, because it took sometimes years to identify, which is so, of course, obviously, a lot of dietitians and doctors didn't want to do the test. They didn't like it. They didn't find it scientific. Also, the reproducibility rate, we call it, which is like you test the same person after a certain amount time, certain time, and you to find the same result, the rate of it was very, very low. But in, for example, peer test, we tested over 5,000 people after 1 year, 95% of them came with the same result, which shows how precise it is. We did research with the University of Udine in Italy, and it will be published this year, in August most probably. And so we exactly tell you which are your permanent intolerances. And you don't need to do any kind of elimination trials, or you don't need to, you just remove these foods. That's it. And you wait for a couple of weeks to see the results, because, you know, it's like an inflammation on your skin. I mean, it doesn't immediately in a few days recover. It takes a few weeks. And then you have to be patient a bit, and then you will really see. A few weeks is not really that much. You will see the results. And I know a lot of people, they say, I don't crave for sugar anymore. I don't want to even eat carbs anymore. I feel like eating healthy. And what they did is maybe took out, I don't know, cucumber from her diet, took out maybe chicken from her diet. It's some very healthy looking foods can really make you sick sometimes.
We have a question real quick. I have a question.
Yes.
And the question is from Nikki, and she asks, will your food intolerances change over the years? And if I'm pregnant, will my food intolerances read different? So two questions. One, does our body change, and will, let's say, 5-7 years from now, our food intolerances be different?
Normally, in the old test, yes, it changed, because temporary intolerances change. You eat too much bananas, and the next day they were telling you that you were intolerant to bananas. Actually, you were not. They were changing, but not anymore. In the new technology, mm-hmm. it tells you exactly what's your food intolerance, so normally they don't change. I'm like, it's good to retest after like 3-4 years, mm-hmm. but as I told, I test myself every year twice for the last 10 years with this new technology. We presented this new technology 5 years ago, but actually we were always researching for the last 10 years. So my results always came the same. I wish I recovered because I'm intolerant to dairy, which is really not so easy. I got used to it, okay? You get used to it.
Of course.
Because when you see the benefit, you don't want to eat it.
Of course. Now, the other question she had is, during pregnancy, are your food intolerances different than when you're not pregnant?
Well, it's difficult to say, because actually we are not a diagnostic test.
Right.
You know, we are just a recommendation. But we have some, actually, let's say like this. There is no study that shows that during pregnancy, the results are affected. Maybe some other immune system reactions can be changed, but we didn't see any clue, or we don't know, as far as I know, there's no scientific study that shows that in pregnancy these results do not come true. So, but if they can be patient for like a couple of months, they will feel more comfortable, I believe. I mean, but when if you ask the same question for the children, definitely the children must be tested after 2 years old.
Because
the immune system gets stabilized after 2 years. Before that, you know, you get most of the antibodies and everything from your mother, and your immune system is not stabilized. The child's immune system is not stabilized. And so definitely you will not get the right answer. A lot of patients come to us and they say, oh, we need to test our baby because really something is making the baby sick, and nobody could find it. But we really can't do that, because it's sometimes easier to test the mother. It gives sometimes good results, but we want to be very precise in like children or less than 2 years old. The test doesn't give you the right results, but over 2 years old, it's very precise. And we can tell you exactly what is your permanent intolerance that you have to take, and you see the results very quickly. No need for training, as you thought. It's just, and the So the test process is very, very simple. Anyway, we sell all around the world, from Japan to Australia to Europe to anywhere, to Canada to America. And then all you have to do is order online, which is just a few seconds. You can just give the order, and you receive an envelope with a package for blood collection. And in that envelope, there's also a free return envelope that you just take a few drops of blood from your finger, drop it on the paper there, and put it in the envelope and send it back. And then you receive the results within 10 days via email. And if you have any questions about the results, you email our consultants to the support department, and they answer all kinds of questions to you. But usually it's very, very simple, very easy to understand. Also, just takes a few seconds to perform the blood collection. It's from the vein or anything.
No, it was so simple. You know, I was with my sister and her husband a couple of weeks ago, and they ordered the test, and they were like, oh, you know, my brother-in-law was like, I don't want to do it. I said, just give me your hand and I'll do it. I did it, and he was like, that was it? He's like, but it didn't hurt. So there's get the misconception that this hurts, because it doesn't hurt. I've done it. I've done it on camera. You can watch I in South Florida. I'll post the link so you can see me doing it there. It's really a great test. Fareed, thank you so much. We've got to wrap this segment up, but I want to let everyone know Pinner test is the new generation lab test performed with your blood sample. It is the most accurate food intolerance test in the world that can detect your exact food intolerances. For more information, go to pinnertest.com. And if you want to buy one, then use the promo code here, because that's how we hook you up here on Max and Friends. Use promo code Max. Fareed, thank you so much for joining us today on Max and Friends.
Thank you so much, Max.
All right, everyone, stay tuned, because we've got more Max and Friends coming up now on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight here on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. If you don't have the LA Talk Radio app by now, go to the Play Store, download it. It's free. You'll love it. And you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends, where we say what we want. Thanks to Monroe King. You know, Monroe King did the intro to my show years ago, and I love it so much. Max and Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. He got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. Not scared of any topic, from sex dial to gossip. Listen in to Hero Max's edition, LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. So what I'm dishing now is conscious conversations. What does a conscious conversation mean to you? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. You know, I've done a lot of shows here on Max and Friends with Gordana Biernat and Nanda G and Valerie Love about conscious conversations, and I'm looking to broaden my horizon, not just on LA Talk Radio, but also on stage. I'm going to be touring the country and the globe with conscious conversations. So I want to know, what does a conscious conversation mean to you? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. It's all about conscious conversations. How do you get involved with one? How do you start one? What is the frequency of one? There's so many questions to what a conscious conversation is, and the only way to find out is collectively we co-create them. So what do they mean to you? And what do you want to get out of a conscious conversation? What do you want to get out of any conversation, really? And frequency is a big thing when you go into conversation and synchronicity. And like Yana Van Sant teaches about conversation, and hard conversation especially, don't just assume you can have a hard conversation. You've got to actually set up an appointment to have one, because when you spring it on people, all of a sudden there's like a different in frequency, there's a different synchronicity, and they might not be ready to receive the hard conversation. So take your time and invite someone to have a hard conversation. But getting back to conscious conversations, I have a lot of time to have conscious conversations, because time is really all we have. And you know, we did a show here about the illusion of time, and I just think as long as we're here, we have it. So enjoy it. But you know what I have time for, too, is some music. So right now on Max and Friends, one of my favorite songs from Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. We'll be right back.
My bones, this ain't my home. No. lift that leaves a tree hypnotically reminds me so. I tell you I need a second chance. Teach me to learn, I'm afraid to learn. I can dance, but I can't turn.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. Earlier in the show, I played one of my favorite songs, Rise Up, from Ezina. Go to @EZINA on Twitter. Follow her. Love her. Love me like I love you. Listen, I've got to wrap the show up here tonight on Max and Friends, but I want you to know that I love you. I do. I think you're great. I think you're cool. I think you're groovy for coming and spending some time with me here on Max and Friends. And I want you to remember that your life is big, so keep reaching. Keep reaching. Until next time, I love you. I do. I really do. And I say good night and good karma and take life to the max. But right now, Velvel Muriga from Nandaji on Max and Friends. I'll talk to you all next Sunday. Good night and good karma.
Man, man, Moringa, Madrivel, Moringa.